The world was watching as North Korea's once reclusive leader met with Russian President Putin in Vladivostok this week. And that may have been the point. President Donald Trump said he was pleased with the comments that came out of the meeting and with the way things are going with North Korea.
I have a great relationship with Kim Jong-un. I appreciate that Russia and China is helping us, and China is helping us because I think they want to. They don't need nuclear weapons right next to their country.
Some analysts say the president's view of China and Russia's help might be overly optimistic.
This was as much about Kim Jong-un and Vladimir Putin demonstrating to the United States that they are not necessarily going to move on their timetable or according to their priorities.
Stollard Blanchett said Russia and China appear to be in no hurry to see the North Korea nuclear issue resolved quickly.
From Russia's point of view, and I think China would be pretty supportive of this too, they would be quite interested in just maintaining the status quo. As long as there are no active tests, as long as the tensions are not where they were back in 2017, they will be happy for this to be dragged out really for quite some time.
Trump was also asked about a report that the U.S. agreed to pay North Korea $2 million for the care of American student Otto Warmbier, who sustained brain damage while in North Korean custody, returned home in a coma in 2017, and died 6 days later.
We did not pay money for our great Otto. There was no money paid. There was a fake news report that money was paid.
Otto Warmbier's father, Fred, said he had no prior knowledge of a bill, but characterized it as a ransom for his son. Cindy Sain, VOA News. The State Department.
What they would do to our son, and so they.